Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tess for One Demogneux. The composer I want to tell you about today has been called a Nigerian Renaissance man and is considered the father of Nigerian art music. In the world of classical music, he's often referred to by just one name, Fela. Fela Sowande was born in 1905 near Lagos, Nigeria. His father was an Anglican priest and a pioneer of Nigerian church music. It's no wonder Fela got involved in church music from an early age, first as a chorister and then as an organ scholar. Now, in case you're thinking that Fela Sowande was only interested in playing classical and church music, think again. He did study the choral and organ works of composers like Handel and Bach, but here's the thing. He also absorbed the music of Nigeria and other African nations, and that influenced him throughout his entire life. Not only that, by the 1930s, shortwave radio was bringing broadcasts of jazz musicians like Duke Ellington to Nigeria. Fela started playing jazz too. He organized a group called the Triumph Dance Club Orchestra and played in a jazz band called the Chocolate Dandies. Despite his success as a musician, he moved to London in 1934 to study civil engineering. But ultimately, his love of music won out, and it wasn't long before he was supporting himself as a jazz musician. He also earned a scholarship to continue organ lessons and studied classical music at London University and Trinity College. During World War II, he worked as a composer for the Ministry of Information and the BBC. From the start, his music mixed West African music with European techniques and instruments. After the war, he continued to compose and was also organist and choir master at a London church. In 1953, Fela Sowande moved back to Nigeria to become head of music research at the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation. His work there involved the study of African folklore, mythology, and oral history. This also fed into his compositions. He began teaching at a Nigerian university, and that led to work in America as well. He taught at universities in D.C. and Pittsburgh, where he was professor of Black Studies, and was known as Papa Sowande. He ended his career in the Department of Pan-African Studies at Kent State University. He wrote over 100 works in various styles throughout his lifetime. His African Suite and Folk Symphony are his best-known works, full of references to his African heritage and the classical music he came to know and love. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julia Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.